Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, you made it to Friday. Good morning. 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check Dr. Bill's forecast for the weekend coming up. Headlines with Kelly on the way, and now Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Chillinger Road and Lamplighter, it's an older accident, but still working it with the power pole down. Beyond that, it's been a good ride. State troopers not working any new wrecks. They have an accident off of Kaleoka Road. That's just north of 158 where a car hit a deer, and we are actually seeing some traffic delays there. From the 65 split traveling downtown and across the Bayway, it's a great start this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:06, FM Talk 106.5, still one last morning of the cooler and drier air in our area. 68 out there feels great, but of course, it'll be changing here by the weekend. More from Dr. Bill coming up at 7:35, plus the weekend weather scale. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have an update to a story involving vehicular homicide here in Mobile. 30-year-old Donald Sylvester is charged with vehicular homicide and felony of leaving the scene of an accident for his connection to a deadly crash on Government Street. According to authorities, it was last week when Sylvester was speeding and lost control of his pickup truck and crashed into the parking lot of the Walgreens at Bradford Avenue. Sylvester's passenger, 45-year-old Leslie Cunningham, she was killed in that wreck. Sylvester was found about a half mile away from the crash site, taken to the hospital, and subsequently arrested. Gunfire into a high school game. The shooting just outside the Alabama State University Stadium Thursday night. Carver Montgomery and Jeff Davis High Schools both were on the field. The shooting, according to witnesses, happened near the walkway on the west side of the stadium. The game was in the fourth quarter, Carver leading 19-3. Both teams quickly left the field and went into the locker rooms, and the crowd scattered. The game was called about 10 minutes after the gunfire. At this hour, no details have been released as to any injuries involved or who pulled the trigger. The next high school game, though, is scheduled for tonight. Security is expected to be ramped up. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. Glad to have you here. Top of the stack on FMTalk1065.com. Three big things. President Trump's anger brings a sharp response from Attorney General Jeff Sessions. It started like this with a comment made by the president on Fox and Friends yesterday.
I wanted to stay uninvolved, but when everybody sees what's going on in the Justice Department, I always put justice now with quotes, it's a very, very sad day. Jeff Sessions recused himself, which he shouldn't have done, or he should have told me.
All right, and the pushback here, well, Jeff Sessions has issued his strongest pushback yet against the president, saying in a statement yesterday that the Department of Justice, quote, will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. When asked whether he'll fire Sessions in that interview, you heard the president say, everything but he's going to fire him, right? Trump took aim at his attorney general. Again, people have been stepping up to back Attorney General Sessions, and we'll see where this goes today. But this is more of this longstanding rift between the two that were standing together right here in Mobile all those couple years ago.
And we've been wondering for months if Sessions would answer back to any of Trump's barbs that he throws mm-hmm. towards the Attorney General.
And usually Sessions is mum.
He completely stays out of it. I wonder if it's obvious that Trump talking about Sessions, that clip you just played, is what brought on this response, but why this was enough to finally cause the Attorney General to respond.
I don't know. We'll see where this goes this week. Then yesterday, press conference in Baldwin County, we had Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack, along with Baldwin County's district attorney, talking about this investigation into what went on at Camp Beckwith, the melatonin story. With more on this, here's Baldwin County District Attorney Bob Wilters.
After reviewing the investigation and reviewing a number of statutes that we thought might be applicable, we have found that there are no criminal charges that will be brought and that there was no criminality involved in anything that was done at Camp Beckwith. Melatonin is a supplement and not considered a prescribed drug or prescription drug, nor is it considered an over-the-counter drug. We talked with the regional director at Poison Control, who stated melatonin is currently listed as a supplement and not reviewed or monitored by the FDA as a prescription or over-the-counter medication.
All right, so there are no charges forthcoming in that. And the third story, probably the most fun of the stories, that's our, one of our three big things this morning. City of Orange Beach says they're getting a lot of questions about a rig just offshore. They said, no, it's not an oil rig. Well, it's what we call a jackup rig. Mm. It's one that can be floated and then raised up. But according to the Facebook page, it shows a lift boat, it calls it. It said over the next 2 weeks, the lift boat will be deploying snorkeling reefs in three locations out from the Beach Pavilion, Romar Beach Public Access, and the Shell Parking Lot Beach Access. Each of the reefs will be in 12 to 15 feet of water. It'll come into Perdido Pass on a daily basis to restock with materials. Keep in mind to stay clear of this vessel while it's working and underway. So y'all that spend time in the Gulf, it's a jackup. It's a jackup platform, but it's not doing anything with drilling. It's deploying these snorkeling reefs, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Snorkeling stuff here to do right off the beach.
Are there a lot of people that snorkel right off of the beach?
The old days where the Gulf State Pier is now, when it was just a remnant back in after Frederick, for years we used to snorkel around there when I was a kid, and you can go around the rocks and different places. Yeah, snorkeling is good. There's of course you have to wait for the water to get clear enough so you can see your hand in front of your face, but when you do, it's a lot of fun. All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5. Those stories and a lot more on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. You can also stream the show, and reminder, stream the show on your smartphone by using the TuneIn Radio app. T-U-N-E-I-N, those two words mashed together, tune in, and radio. That's the name of the free app, works with Android or iPhone, and it's really great, too, because you get a call or a text, it'll pause the audio, and you can pick it back up where you left off. TuneIn Radio, the name of that app, free on your over at iTunes or at Google Play. 714, we'll be right back.
Continue the tradition at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop. Reward good behavior and treat the kids after school. Can't make it to Cammie's? Get some of Cammie's homemade ice cream at Two Sisters Panini and Daphne, Two Sisters Fairhope, Brody's Cream and Bean, Silver Hill, Max Soda Shop in Satsuma, Oakley Pharmacy, Tillman's Corner, Food Champs DIP, and Rainbow's on Dolphin Island. After school or anytime is a great time to visit Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. 49 years and still dipping. Like us on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Women in Mobile County say they've been followed by someone in a suspicious van, and it's raising some serious concerns. A Facebook post shared nearly 1,000 times details one of the encounters. A woman says she called 911 as the dark van followed her from Dolphin Street to Theodore. Police are warning women to be aware of their surroundings.
Go to a well-lit area if you feel like you need to stop. If it's, like I said, a service station, a Walmart, something that's open all the time where there are people around.
New details in the case of a man accused of killing a 2-year-old child in Mobile. Tuesday, prosecutors revealed the suspect beat the child over potty training. The child's mother was so emotional she had to leave the courtroom when her boyfriend, Willie Burton, walked in. The original owner, but a new name, what was the Burris Farm Market, will now be known as Greg's Farm Market. Greg Burris is returning to the business after selling the market 12 years ago. The former owner shut down the Baldwin County landmark 2 weeks ago. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, quarter after 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and it is, once again, it's that time of year, and I am excited. The Alabama High School Athletic Association began the 2018 football season with several games around the state last night. There was only one game locally, with the LaFleur Rattlers beating BC Rain 26-14. LaFleur senior Christopher Holyfield was the star of the night. He had two interceptions and scored two touchdowns for the Rattlers. Tonight, most teams will begin their seasons. Locally, there are some great games to check out, including UMS Wright playing at St. Paul's, Spanish Fort playing at McGill-Tulin, Theodore at Daphne, Murphy at Baldwin County, Blunt at Vigor, and Foley travels north for a huge game against Prattville. The Mobile Bay Bears split Thursday's doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves. Bay Bears fell behind 2-0 in the first game, but scored three runs in the fourth inning for the comeback win. The Braves would return the favor in Game 2, beating Mobile 7-4. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos. And next week, on August 30th, the Bay Bears will begin their final five-game homestand of the 2018 season. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out the Miami Marlins 5-0. Rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. was in the lineup to play the same team that intentionally beamed him in the elbow just 10 days ago. And here's what Acuna did in the third inning.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left. Break out the tape measure. That bunts for you. A long home run for Acuna above the Clevelander.
That was Acuna's 21st home run of the year and his 10th. Just this month alone, 10 home runs in August.
Wow.
But in the sixth inning, Acuna would get hit by a pitch once again, this time by pitcher Javi Guerra. It did not appear that Guerra hit Acuna intentionally. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Washington Nationals for the first time in three games, 2-0. Odubel Herrera had the game's only scoring play, a two-run homer in the seventh inning against All-Star pitcher Max Scherzer.
High fly ball to deep right field. Odubel Herrera has just given the Phillies a 2-0 lead. His 20th home run of the year, he crushed it.
In other games, the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 7-1. Madison Bumgarner struck out 8, and the San Francisco Giants got a 3-1 win over the New York Mets. Colorado got a walk-off homer from Ian Desmond to beat San Diego 4-3. Boston shut out Cleveland 7-0. Tampa beat Kansas City 4-3. And Minnesota beat Oakland 6-4. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Tway, Jamie Lovemark, and Vaughn Taylor retired for the lead at 5-under par after the first round of the Northern Trust. There's a stacked leaderboard behind that trio, including Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, one shot back at 4-under par, Phil Mickelson, 3-under par after round one, and Tiger Woods shot an even par 71. Round two begins this morning. Don't forget, you're invited to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. If you think you can pick this year's NCAA football games better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 family, and there are quite a few of us that are in that pack, find out by signing up at the link on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk106.5. We've almost got 90 people signed up right now. Got 1 week to hit 100. You have to sign up before August the 1st. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, 719 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, heads up, heading out for dinner tonight at the Original Oyster House. Either location, snap a picture of sunset from the Original Oyster House. You snap a picture right there in the parking lot or inside. And wherever you get your sunset picture from inside or outside, make sure to put it on the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House, facebook.com/Original Oyster House, with the hashtag OOH Sunset. Because now, through the end of the month, they're going to be judging those photos, and they'll pick one to win a gift certificate for dinner for two, along with a tote bag full of goodies from the Original Oyster House. Once again, snap the photo of sunset from the Causeway location or the Gulf Shores location. Post that to facebook.com/Original Oyster House, hashtag OOH Sunset. We'll check out your picture, and hopefully you're the one that wins, and you can take us with you for dinner next time. Come on.
It's a football celebration at Regional Home Center in Mobile. Hey, I'm Richie Beasley. This is Vic. We're here to invite you out to join us on the 24th, 25th, and 26th for food, fun, and fantastic discounts. Show your college colors and register to win a prize from any of the 8 college teams. With 15 locations across Mississippi, Regional Home Center is proud to be open in Mobile. Join us for our football celebration August 24th, 25th, and 26th. Regional Home Center of Mobile.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan inviting you to join us for Midday Mobile Live this Saturday from 10 to noon at Regional Home Center on Moffett Road, a mile east of Schillinger. The football celebration features great deals from the high quality and affordable prices of Kappert manufactured housing to Deer Valley, the top of the line, heavy built quality, affordable manufactured homes. Come on out for food, fun, and special pricing at the football celebration this Saturday. Regional Home Center, a mile east of Schillinger on Moffett Road, with Midday Mobile live Saturday, 10 to noon on FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Studies continue to show that the human papillomavirus, or HPV, has been linked to causing cervical cancer and certain types of head and neck cancer. Southern Cancer Center, along with the American Academy of Family Physicians, encourages you to speak with your child's physician today about getting the HPV vaccine for your son or daughter. Help prevent these cancers later in life. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. I've got an older one at Schillinger Road and Lamplighter where the power pole's down from a wreck there in the 4 o'clock hour this morning. They're still working. Beyond that, a good ride, but heavier traffic from Airport Dolphin to Moffett and 65. Also starting to pick up the westbound lanes of I-10 traveling in for the Eastern Shore. The racing returns tomorrow night with the return of the school bus races at Flemington Speedway at 913 Highway 113 in Flemington, Alabama. Find them on Facebook and online at Flemington Speedway. Way.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 68 now at FM Talk 1065. Actually, radar showing a little bit of light rain in western Mobile County. What does that mean? Probably means good times are coming to an end here with our drier weather. We'll find out more from Dr. Bill about 10 minutes from right now.
I was thinking it might snow with this cool down we've had this week.
Settle down. So, okay. Although we did have a discussion yesterday. You and I were riding in your car back from dropping off a vehicle, and I noticed the haze out there. I was commenting on the haze, and you said that our buddy Alan Seals had said that that was smoke from distant fires.
Yeah, he was saying not any local fires here, but just fires across the region. And even those fires that are out in the western United States right now,
was causing the haze here.
Yeah, the front coming through, and it was one of those hazes where if you have sunglasses on, you take them off and put them back on and take them off just to make sure you're seeing it right.
But I wiped my sunglasses down many times yesterday thinking, well, maybe I have some kind of film buildup on them, but no, it was the haze out there. All right, we'll talk to Dr. Bill in about 10. Now we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Marshals team up with the Opelika Police Department to make an arrest involving a shooting death. The department says that 28-year-old Jarrell North was arrested on Thursday. He's charged in the July 26th death of Antonio Drisker, who is 36 years old. Police departments say that they responded to a mobile home park and found Drisker unresponsive and suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead on the scene. U.S. Marshals arrested North in Auburn, where he lives. He's right now being held in the Lee County Jail. Because the investigation is still ongoing, the Opelika Police Department and their detective division is asking anyone with any information to give give them a call. And if you have a tip and you want to remain anonymous, you can call 334-745-8665. The Child Advocacy Center here in Mobile has hired a new executive director. Philip Andrew Andy Wynn served as the administrator at St. Mary's Home for 29 years and most recently worked with the Mobile County's juvenile court system. The CAC, they help victims of childhood sexual abuse and their families by providing a safe space for interviews with a trained team of professional counselors in order to assist with criminal prosecution and the healing process for their victims. The founding director was Patrick Guyton. He retired back in April after being placed on administrative leave after multiple public officials raised some concerns about his demeanor in the workplace. As for when, he will be responsible for leading, supervising, and providing oversight and direction to all operations at the CAC to help sustain its mission of being the leading advocate for children who have suffered sexual or severe physical abuse. His official first day of work will be September the 4th of this year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 726 now on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a small business owner, you know that the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. That's why it's crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates you can reach. You could try posting on job boards, but think about it. Do you actually check job boards? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. I think there's a pretty interesting story popped up on PR Newswire. Maybe it's because it's self-serving, something I'm interested in. 77% of Americans say they have a travel bucket list, but only 3% have completed it. 45% are sure they're never going to cross off a single place on their list. According to that new survey, here's how it looks. So they asked them, okay, you got this list. What keeps you from traveling? 85% of people say what you would imagine. It's the cost.
Mm-hmm.
21% say they dream big but don't follow through. 19% say they don't have anyone to travel with. And 17% have so many places they want to go, they get overwhelmed and don't go anywhere. So I'm not going to claim to be an expert in this, but that part where you get overwhelmed, you got to have like different tiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not tiers of a clown, but tiers levels on that, I think. Because I sat down when I turned years ago, when I turned 40, and I actually didn't do it digitally. I wrote them on 3x5 cards, things I wanted to accomplish, things I wanted to do, travel-wise, and I am, you know, doing things and actually checking them off. If you got a place, what's your dream place? You let us know on the text line, 343-0106. You got a dream trip, a bucket list trip? Let us know where that place is, and we'll gather all these together. 343-0106, you can text us. Dalton's is what?
Yeah, I've got a few I can think of.
Okay.
And a lot of them are sporting events.
Okay, well, that's cool too. Yeah, it could be places and then places and events. We'll talk about that. Drop us a line, 343-0106. We'll check in with News 5. Then Dr. Bill's on the way. Man's got a weekend weather scale, so make way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile County has settled a lawsuit with a former inmate who ended up paralyzed in Mobile Metro Jail. The county will pay Brandon Jeffries $800,000. Jeffries became paralyzed after fighting with a corrections officer in 2015. He was 18 years old at the time. Okaloosa County deputies have identified the pedestrian killed when he was hit by a car on Harbor Boulevard in Destin. Deputies say this was the third pedestrian death on the highway this year. Deputies have identified the victim as 53-year-old Richard McIntosh. Deputies say McIntosh was coming out of the Red Door Saloon when he stepped into the outer eastbound lane and was hit by a driver who could not avoid him. Alabama ranks third in the country for deadly car crashes due to road rage. That's according to data collected by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The study shows there were 64 deaths in Alabama caused by aggressive driving in 2016. Indiana ranked number one in the nation for road rage deaths at 77. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Once-in-a-lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12-month 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever, and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The National Enquirer kept a safe for documents on hush money payments and other damaging stories it killed involving Donald Trump before the 2016 presidential election. Reportedly, federal prosecutors have now granted immunity to Enquirer Chief David Pecker. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife have pleaded not guilty to charges they illegally used campaign money for personal expenses. Correspondent Maeve Reston.
At one point, the judge asked Duncan Hunter to lawfully transfer his firearms to someone else, so he'll have to do that immediately. And he was given, he's out on $15,000 bail. His wife got $10,000.
Hurricane Lane is pounding Hawaii with heavy rain and winds as strong as 120 miles an hour, flooding the biggest concern on the Big Island and on Oahu. A big earthquake, 7-1, hits eastern Peru near the border with Brazil and Bolivia. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Worsening trade relations with China are likely to hurt U.S. economic growth next year. That's according to Moody's Investor Service, which forecasts that higher U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports could reduce U.S. gross domestic product next year by 0.25% to a rate of 2.3%. The economy would take an even bigger hit if the U.S. proceeds with President Trump's threat to impose 25% tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, as well as steep duties on cars and auto parts. The Trump administration has laid down rules aimed at preventing residents in high tax states from avoiding a new cap on widely popular state and local tax deductions. The action over the new Republican tax law pits the government against high tax, heavily Democratic states in an election year showdown. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $68.59 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed lower yesterday. Now that's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, the few accidents we've had, officers moved out of the roadways. Delays continue now from Spring Hill Avenue, Old Shell, also Airport and Mont Lamar. If you're traveling now from Schillinger and Three Notch, heavier traffic from Tillman's Corner, Theodore and I-10 from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes. The good news is, though, a couple accidents we've had, officers done a good job moving them out of our roadways. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House, with regional brews and handcrafted cocktails, paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony. Co-founder of Wed Willie. The music starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, sitting at 70 now at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check in with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So I'm looking at the wind direction now, a little bit out of the southeast. The humidity coming up to our west. So the good times are over, huh?
Yeah, it looks that way. It's going to be back to summertime.
Wow.
And back to the humidity. Although today, not too bad. We should have quite a bit of sunshine, and we are going to warm up, though, to about 92 this afternoon. Still, though, the heat index will be around 95 to 97, so I don't expect any of those 100 readings. And then tonight, we won't see those cool temperatures, or at least those upper 60s. So it'll be in the mid-70s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Now, as for the weekend, Saturday, partly cloudy. We could see a few thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs to be around 90, and then mostly sunny on Sunday. But again, a few thunderstorms in the afternoon, and again, a high temperature around 90 degrees. The humidity will continue to increase so that Monday and Tuesday, it's pretty much back to normal with afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures anywhere from, we'll say, 88 to 91 degrees. And next week, as we see it now, it's summertime with humidity and afternoon thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, I want to talk about the tropics. You were pointing out yesterday there was some activity coming off the African coast.
Yeah, right now it's quiet over the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico, but we do have a very large tropical wave that's not just coming off the African coast. Projections are now that if that wave can stay together and move to the western areas of the tropical Atlantic, conditions in the upper atmosphere will be favorable for some intensification. So we're going to watch this because this has the potential of maybe becoming the first of the Atlantic storms this year. Of course, our attention right now is out on the Pacific with Hurricane Lane, which is going to affect the Hawaiian Island. Already has in the way of heavy rain, but hurricane force winds are going to be experienced over the next 24 to 48 hours in some of the big populated islands, such as Maui and also over to Oahu and Honolulu. They're going to see hurricane force winds and, of course, torrential rains.
All right, Dr. Bill, with that, this will be, you know, for I'm thinking about how hurricanes affect us along the Gulf Coast, but when you have a place like Hawaii that is very obviously mountainous by its nature, is it more, is storm surge the issue? Is rain the issue or the winds the issue? What would you say is the worst?
Since the islands, the storm surge is not quite the problem, but in small coves, coves are going to really collect the water, so the storm surge would be very pronounced there. In most cases, that water simply goes around the island, but it's the rainfall that's going to be the big factor. Projections now of up to 30 inches or more of rain.
Wow.
And most of that rain will occur, of course, on the windward slopes, facing the storm, facing the wind, and less on the leeward side, the opposite side of the mountain. So we see some really enormous rainfall totals before the storm gets through, and that's going to produce quite a bit of landslide-type activity across the Hawaiian Islands. Winds, yeah, as I mentioned already, we're going to see some hurricane-force winds and, of course, very, very rough surf.
All right. They don't get, oddly enough, I guess, where people would think, hey, in that region they're in, out there in the Pacific, they would be hurricane-prone, but it doesn't seem like Hawaii gets hit very often. What was, like, Aniki was the last one, I think?
Yeah, it's rare for the storm to produce hurricane-force winds in the islands. Most of the hurricanes that develop out there in the eastern Pacific, off Guatemala and off Mexico, they'll track to the west, but they go over a cold ocean current. That is the California current, same current that keeps it rather chilly along the coast of California. They have got to go over that cold water, and most storms dissipate. But occasionally, one will make it through and get up close to the Hawaiian Islands. And this one is a very close call.
All right, Dr. Bill, it's time for our weekend weather scale. But before we get into that, I had a lovely young lady stop me yesterday at the Small Business Expo and said, I listen to Dr. Bill each week and do the weekend weather scale, but what's the formula for that? I said, well, I know better than to ask, but for you, I'll ask.
Well, you know, Coca-Cola has a secret formula, and Dr. Bill's weather scale has a secret formula.
There you go. Kept under wraps. So at least I've done what I said I was going to do and ask you. So it is time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. This weekend lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of sunshine this weekend, but also thunderstorm activity will be back during the afternoon and early evening hours. So putting that all together with temperatures that are close to normal, the weather scale is a 1.7810.
Well, that's good. It's not bad. It could do, that's a passing grade.
Yeah, we're getting close to that 1.8, so not a bad weather scale for late August.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you so much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. Remember, look at tropical weather all hurricane season long. 7:40, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man wanted here in Alabama as a sex offender has been arrested in Michigan. The Covington County Sheriff's Office was looking for 37-year-old Jermaine O'Neill due to his violation of the state's Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act and possession of marijuana. Alabama Crime Stoppers say a tip providing his whereabouts was received, and the caller said that they were afraid that he would do harm to a child in Detroit. The tip was forwarded to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's Special Victims Unit. Phillips was taken into custody at work by the Detroit U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. He will be prosecuted out of the Eastern District of Michigan under the Adam Walsh Child Protection and Safety Act of 2006. He was convicted in Covington County in 2010 on a second-degree sodomy of a 12-year-old child. He was sentenced to 15 years for that crime. If you are a woman and own your own business or wanting to launch your own business, did you know Alabama is 17th among the 50 states for growth of women-owned businesses since 2007? That's according to the 8th Annual State of Women-Owned Businesses Report, commissioned by American Express. The report takes data from the U.S. Census Bureau's survey of business owners and factors in changes in the gross domestic product. So here in the U.S., there are more than 12 million firms owned by women, employing more than 9 million people, and the number is up 31 times since 1972. Revenue from women-owned businesses nationally is now at $1.8 trillion. Also, it's a time of growth for minority women business owners. As of 2018, women of color account for 47% of all women-owned businesses. Here in the state of Alabama, there are 152,800 women-owned firms employing more than 110,000 people and earning more than $18 billion in revenue. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:42, FM Talk 106.5. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and says something when he tells me it's the best inventory they've had in a long time, because the inventory is always pretty great at LCM. So talk about this, Larry.
Well, as we talked about the other day, it's always not necessarily the quantity, but the quality. And we got a great mix. I mean, we got trucks, cars, sport utilities. We got vehicles $3,000 and under. We got vehicles $30,000 and up, you know?
Okay, if somebody, that's what's great. If somebody's looking for a vehicle for maybe a kid getting their first vehicle, or looking for a second vehicle, maybe a truck or something like that, or looking for, you know, maybe one of those third row seat vehicles to haul the family around, you've got something for us to look at.
Absolutely, and like I said, if we don't have it, we'll do our best to find it for them.
Okay, and you can also do your best to find great financing for us.
Absolutely, and that's, I think, one of our key secrets to success, that we can fit the customer with the lender, get the best rate, lowest payments, short term.
I like that. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 743. By the way, too, I'm looking at some of the texts coming in here. I asked this question because there was a PR Newswire story about 77% of Americans they surveyed said they had a travel bucket list, but only 3% had completed it. And the sad number for me is 45% said they're sure they're never going to cross a single place off their list. Now, that's 3% of people that completed it. I mean, the bucket list is something that you work towards. But the 45% say, I'll never go to a single place. That's sad. You can go, dream maybe a little bit smaller and make things happen and go there. And we were talking about places that people have on their bucket list. Croatia. Venice and Crete. That's nice.
Oh,
they're
nice.
They're around the Med. Do that trip. That's mm-hmm. a good trip. You said yours were places, but also events.
Yeah, I have a lot of sporting events I'd like to check out.
Give me your top couple here.
Okay. Well, as far as countries I'd like to visit, I'd like to go see the Nordic countries.
Yeah.
You can see the Northern Lights up there, right?
Right time of year, sure.
Okay. Well,
we could go on our trip. We're trying to take an Iceland trip to do that.
So. All right. I'll just ride in a suitcase. But that is one thing I want to do. Also, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Hawaii. That's a place I want to check out. But as far as sporting events, a Super Bowl would be awesome. I also want to go see the Masters at Augusta. And the one I'll probably never cross off my list, like you just said, people being cynical, seeing the Tennessee Vols playing a national championship. That's never going to happen. But
Now you're trying to make it happen. Y'all can keep those coming in on the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. It's a pretty good list.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Northern Lights thing is a cool thing, too. That is on our short list at the Sullivan House. Coming right back, check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Women in Mobile County say they've been followed by someone in a suspicious van, and it's raising some serious concerns. A Facebook post shared nearly 1,000 times details one of the encounters. A woman says she called 911 as the dark van followed her from Dolphin Street to Theodore. Police are warning women to be aware of their surroundings.
Go to a well-lit area if you feel like you need to stop. If it's, like I said, a service station, a Walmart, something that's open all the time where there are people around.
New details in the case of a man accused of killing a 2-year-old child in Mobile. Tuesday, prosecutors revealed the suspect beat the child over potty training. The child's mother was so emotional she had to leave the courtroom when her boyfriend, Willie Burton, walked in. The original owner, but a new name, what was the Burris Farm Market, will now be known as Greg's Farm Market. Greg Burris is returning to the business after selling the market 12 years ago. The former owner shut down the Baldwin County landmark 2 weeks ago. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, I've got an accident off of Spring Hill in Ogden. It's going to be in the middle of the roadway, slowing up traffic. Dolphin at 65, it's slow there. Moffitt and University, also Airport, Mont Lamar, and Cottage Hill and University. But no other accidents slowing you down. The 1065 split traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. Daphne to Malbus, just watch for radar. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. Order your tickets online at USAJaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 748 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. And it is that time of year. The Alabama High School Athletic Association began the 2018 football season with several games around the state last night. There was only one game locally, with the LaFleur Rattlers beating BC Rain 26-14 at Ladd Peoples Stadium. LaFleur senior Christopher Holyfield was the star of the night. He had two interceptions and scored two touchdowns for the Rattlers. Tonight, most teams will begin their seasons. Locally, there are some great games to check out, including UMS Wright playing at St. Paul's, Spanish Fort at McGill Tool and Theodore at Daphne, Murphy at Baldwin County, Blunt at Vigor, and Foley travels north for a huge game against Prattville. The Mobile Bay Bears split Thursday's doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves. The Bay Bears fell behind 2-0 in the first game, but scored three runs in the fourth inning for the comeback win. The Braves would return the favor in Game 2, beating Mobile 7-4. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos, and then next week, on August 30th, the Bay Bears begin their final five-game home stand of the 2018 season. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out the Miami Marlins 5-0. Rookie Ronald Acuña Jr. Jr. was in the lineup to play the same team that intentionally beamed him in the elbow just 10 days ago. Here's what Acuna did in the third inning.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left. Break out the tape measure. That bunts for you. A long home run for Acuna above the Clevelander.
That was Acuna's 21st home run of the year and his 10th home run this month.
Yeah, he's getting it done.
Yeah, he is. He's a great rookie for the Atlanta Braves and a huge reason why they lead the NL East by 3 games. But guess what? In the 6th inning, Acuna would get hit by a pitch once again, this time by pitcher Javi Guerra. It did not appear that Guerra hit Acuna intentionally. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Washington Nationals for the first time in 3 games, 2-0. Odubel Herrera had the game's only scoring play, a 2-run homer in the 7th inning against all-star pitcher Max Scherzer.
High fly ball to deep right field. Odubel Herrera has just given the Phils a 2-0 lead. His 20th home run of the year, he crushed it.
In other games, the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 7-1. Madison Bumgarner struck out 8, and the San Francisco Giants got a 3-1 win over the New York Mets, and Boston shut out Cleveland 7-0. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Tway, Jamie Lovemark, and Vaughn Taylor tied for the lead at 5-under after the first round of the Northern Trust, but there's a stacked leaderboard behind that trio, including Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka one shot back. Phil Mickelson shot 3-under par in round 1, and Tiger Woods shot an even par 71. Round 2 currently underway this morning. 51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Ron, folks, too, just a week now to go before we're going to have to close out people getting in the College Pick'em.
Yeah, we're almost up to 100 people signed up right now on the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Go to my Twitter, at Dalton Orwig, or the station Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, to sign up before September 1st.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Yes. On the way, blackberry glazed steaks with Alec Naiman. We'll find out what's cooking with him in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you and your family want to volunteer, then mark your calendar for Saturday, September the 15th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the One Mile Creek Access Point on Marion Street. You're invited to the 31st Annual Alabama Coastal Cleanup. They need your help to remove litter and debris from One Mile Creek, a small tributary of Three Mile Creek near downtown Mobile. The site will be primarily for kayak cleanup, but volunteers who don't want to get into the water can also pick up litter along the banks of the creek and in the surrounding fields. This event is also part of National Estuaries Week. For more information, call 251-433-4229.
The music world has lost a legend. You know the song Sweet Home Alabama, and now the man, the guitarist, who played such a vital role in such a popular song, has passed away. Ed King, known for his Lynyrd Skynyrd fame, passed away at his Nashville home on Wednesday. As according to a report from the Nashville Tennessean, the 68-year-old was lauded as a vital part of the group's signature three-guitar attack in Lynyrd Skynyrd. He wrote the hit tune Sweet Home Alabama at the band's rehearsal cabin in a swampy Florida area. He was a California native and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the band in 2006. Ed King was 68 years old. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Also, Ed King, member of Strawberry Alarm Clock of Incense and Peppermints fame. So got that.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, really? Okay, well, I'll try to play that for you next hour. Say hello to our buddy Alec Naiman. Got to see him yesterday at the Small Business Expo at the Convention Center. And, Alec, I didn't get to eat anything with you yesterday.
Oh, man, y'all were busy. I tell you, y'all was having a good time. Of course, I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. That was pretty fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this. Now that I'm thinking about having a little time to eat here, a sirloin steak with blackberry glaze, that sounds about perfect.
Yeah, man, yeah, you got to step out your comfort zone a little bit, you know. I mean, it ain't all about A1 sauce or Heinz 7, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Let's go blackberry with it, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I do? I like to go get me one of them big old sirloins. I said, cut me one of those incher or two inchers, you know, and cut the whole thing. Don't chop it up like a little bitty old chop there. You know, give me a big steak, you know. So that's what I usually tell them. And then I get it all salt and peppered up, put a little garlic on it, you know, a little olive oil and all that stuff. And I go get it on the grill, you know. And then I get out my skillet. I take me a little blackberry jam and a little red wine vinegar and some soy sauce and a little minced garlic and some shallots, you know. And I heat that up in a little skillet, you know, till it bubbles just a little bit and glazes down, and then when I take them steaks off the grill, and they all just juicy and falling all of, oh, just, you know what I mean. I put a little bit of that blackberry glaze right over the top of them, you know, and sit down and cut it with a fork and knife, you know, and you just eat it up, you know. This is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like really good stuff. Let's talk about this. Even better would be having you cook that for us, or I don't know, there's another couple few hundred recipes that you do with ease. How do we get you to come out to our party or our event?
No, man, listen, we've got a lot going on. So you call us at 473-3900. I got my tailgate packages already up on the namanscatering.com website and all that kind of stuff. I'll throw some promotions up on Facebook, and we're just going to have a good time because I'm all excited about football. It's finally in the air, you know?
That's fantastic.
I'm pumped up.
Yep, we had footballs in the air last night for the high school, and of course tonight, and then so much to come with college going forward. Alec, we want to do this. We're going to plan for you to come by and just feed us while we do the show sometime soon. Can we do that?
Man, we can do that now. I make some good old breakfast morning shrimp grits and stuff, so don't you worry about that. I'll fix you up. I'll cook you some waffles or something. You know what I mean?
That'll work. All right, Alec. We appreciate it, man. We'll check back soon.
Hey, guys. Go Jags.
Absolutely. And Alec checking in. What's cooking? We do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, we're turning up your voice. Phone lines are open. 343-0106, 343-0106. Pretty neat, too. A lot of folks that have been texting in with their bucket list, where they'd want to be traveling to, where they'd want to go. Dalton's laid out some places and some sporting events that he would like to go to. The stat here, I don't expect people to make it to every place on their list, but it was sad that out of the people they surveyed, you had people say 45% said they're never going to cross a single place off their travel list. That's sad. Why even make the list, right? We'll talk about those a whole lot more when we get back. Remember, check us out online too, fmtalk1065.com.